Hi, this is Hudson Mohawk Magazine correspondent Imani Taylor, and I'm here with Amari Allen, a high school student in Troy. Hi, Amari, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Could you just tell me a little bit about yourself? What grade are you in? What are some of your hobbies?
Okay, so I am in 11th grade. I like to write poetry, reading. I sing, and I like to work with animals and older people.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so would you say that you grew up in the computer era, whatever that means to you?
No and yes. I grew up, in the country, so we didn't really use phones and stuff until I came up here. That's when I started really using a lot of phones and laptops and stuff.
Okay. And how old were you when you got your first cell phone?
I was 12, I think. Yeah.
What kind of phone was it at that time?
I think it was a BlackBerry, with the buttons and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What did you use it for mostly at that time?
Games and texting my parents. That's it.
And you have a phone now?
I do.
Looks like a smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
How would you say you use your phone differently now than you did when you first got one?
Well, now, since there's more apps and I know more people now, I text friends, I take pictures, post stuff. And just look at, I don't play games anymore.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I would think it would be the opposite now since there are more games available.
It would seem that way, but.
Do you use a computer in school?
I do.
Do you have your own personal computer?
I do too.
And is it required? What kind of school do you go to and how necessary is it to have a computer?
Well, at my school, we use computers every day, all classes. Except math, I don't really use it. But we use a smart board, so technology is still being used.
Okay. And I understand you like journalism, and you have to write a lot of essays.
Yes.
So I'm guessing you use a computer a lot for that.
Yeah. But I don't like to type, so I handwrite it, but my teacher, he prefers typing. So it works out, I guess.
Have you always used computers in school?
Well, pretty much, but as I told you, I was in the country, so in classes, we didn't really have to use it. We mm-hmm. We wrote most of our stuff until I came up here.
And when was that?
I came up here 8th grade.
So in elementary school, it wasn't really
necessary.
Okay. Do you have siblings?
I do. A bunch of them.
Do they use technology?
Yes, they do.
Are they older or younger?
Well, I'm the oldest, so they're all younger. And my brother, he's 4, and he loves to play on the phone all the time.
He has his own phone?
No, he uses my mother's.
Thank God. So how would you say technology has impacted your life in general?
Well, my life in particular, I feel I don't really socialize with people in person. Before, I would go outside and play. But now that I have a phone, I can just stand and still talk to people and watch stuff. And I guess you're more aware of stuff that happens in the world because you do have a phone and stuff gets posted and you have firsthand, you can see it. But if you don't have it, then it's you don't really know what's going on because you're not really paying attention to it. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That kind of leads into my next question, which is, are you on social media?
I am.
How do you feel about social media?
Well, I've deleted my Facebook 3 times. For me, I feel like social media is just a place where you can gossip and talk about people and I don't really like it because it hurts people's confidence sometimes.
Yeah.
So I tend to just stay away from it, but I do get up there because there's funny stuff to look at.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't really like it.
That's fair. That's really all the questions I had for you. Is there anything else you wanted to add in relation to computers or technology?
No, it's pretty much everything was in there.
Okay. Thank you so much for talking with me.
No problem.